page 285. And so she departed from Sir Percival, and left him sleeping, the which was sore travailed of his advision. And on the morn he arose and blessed him, and he was passing feeble. Then was Sir Percival ware in the sea, and saw a ship come sailing toward him. And Sir Percival went unto the ship, and found it covered within and without with white samite. And at the board stood an old man, clothed in a surplice, in likeness of a priest. "Sir," said Sir Percival, "ye be welcome." "God keep you," said the good man. "Sir," said the old man, "of whence be ye?" "Sir," said Sir Percival, "I am of King Arthur's court, and a knight of the Table Round, the which am in the quest of the Sangreal. And here I am in great duress, and never like to escape out of this wilderness." "Doubt not," said the good man, "and ye be so true a knight as the order of chivalry requireth, and of heart as ye ought to be, ye should not doubt that none enemy should slay you." "What are ye?" said Sir Percival. "Sir," said the old man, "I am of a strange country, and hither I come to comfort you." "Sir," said Sir Percival, "what signifieth my dream that I dreamed this night?" And there he told him altogether, "She which rode upon the lion betokeneth the new law of Holy Church, that is, to understand faith, good hope, belief, and baptism. For she seemed younger than the other, it is great reason, for she was born in the resurrection and the passion of our Lord Jesu Christ. And for great love she came to thee to warn thee of thy great battle that shall befall thee." "With whom," said Sir Percival, "shall I fight?" "With the most champion of the world," said the old man, "for as the lady said, but if thou quit thee well, thou shalt not be quit by losing of one member, but thou shalt be shamed to the world's end. And she that rode on the serpent signifieth the old law, and that serpent betokeneth a fiend." Page 286. "And why she blame thee that thou slewest her servant, it betokeneth nothing the serpent that thou slewest, that..." (1) "betokeneth the devil that thou rodest upon to the rock, and when thou madest a sign of the cross, there thou slewest him, and put away his power. And when she asked thee amends, and to become her man, and thou saidst thou wouldst not, that was to make thee to believe on her, and leave thy baptism." So he commanded Sir Percival to depart, and so he leapt over the board and the ship, and all went away he wist not whither. Then he went up unto the rock, and found the lion, which always kept him fellowship, and he stroked him upon the back, and had great joy of him. Chapter 8. How Sir Percival saw a ship coming to himward, and how the lady of the ship told him of her disinheritance. By that Sir Percival had abiden there till midday, he saw a ship came rowing in the sea, as all the wind of the world had driven it. And so it drove under that rock. And when Sir Percival saw this, he hied him thither, and found the ship covered with silk, more blacker than any bear. And therein was a gentlewoman of great beauty, and she was clothed richly, that none might be better. And when she saw Sir Percival, she said, "Who brought you in this wilderness, where ye be never like to pass hence? For ye shall die here, for hunger and mischief." "Damosel," said Sir Percival, "I serve the best man of the world, and in his service he will not suffer me to die. For who that knocketh shall enter, and who that asketh shall have, and who seeketh him, he hideth him not." But then she said, "Sir Percival, wot ye what I am?" "Yea," said he. "Now, who taught you my name?" said she. Page 287. "Now," said Sir Percival, "I know ye better than ye ween." "And I came out of the waste forest where I found the red knight with the white shield," said the damosel. "Ah, damosel," said he, "with that knight would I meet passing fain." "Sir knight," said she, "and ye will ensure me by the faith that ye owe unto knighthood, that ye shall do my will what time I summon you, and I shall bring you unto that knight." "Yea," said he, "I shall promise you to fulfill your desire." "Well," said she, "now shall I tell you. I saw him in the forest, chasing two knights unto a water, the which is called Mortes. And they drove him into that water for dread of death, and the two knights passed over, and the red knight passed after, and there his horse was drenched." [Footnote on the word drenched reads drowned. Return to text.] "And he, through great strength, escaped unto the land." Thus she told him, and Sir Percival was passing glad thereof. Then she asked him if he had ate any meat late. Nay, madam, truly I eat no meat nigh this 3 days, but late here I spake with a good man that fed me with his good words and holy, and refreshed me greatly. Ah, sir knight, said she, that same man is an enchanter, and a multiplier of words. For an ye believe him, ye shall plainly be shamed, and die in this rock for pure hunger, and be eaten with wild beasts. And ye be a young man and a goodly knight, and I shall help you, and ye will. What are ye, said Sir Percival, that proffer me thus great kindness? I am, said she, a gentlewoman that am disherited, which was sometime the richest woman of the world. Damosel, said Sir Percival, who hath disherited you? For I have great pity of you. Sir, said she, I dwelled with the greatest man of the world, and he made me so fair and clear that there was none like me. And of that great beauty I had a little pride more than I ought to have had. Also I said a word that pleased him not, and then he would not suffer me to be any longer in his company, and so drove me from mine heritage, and so disherited me, and he had never pity of me, nor of none of my counsel, nor of my court. Page 288. And sithen, sir knight, it hath befallen me so, and through me and mine I have benome him many of his men, and made them to become my men. For they ask never nothing of me, but I give it them, that and much more. Thus I and all my servants were against him night and day. Therefore I know now no good knight, nor no good man, but I get them on my side, and I may. And for that I know that thou art a good knight, I beseech you to help me. And for ye be a fellow of the Round Table, wherefore ye ought not to fail no gentle woman which is disherited, and she besought you of help. Chapter 9. How Sir Percival promised her help, and how he required her of love, and how he was saved from the fiend. Then Sir Percival promised her all the help that he might, and then she thanked him. And at that time the weather was hot. Then she called unto her a gentlewoman, and bade her bring forth a pavilion. And so she did, and pitched it upon the gravel. Sir, said she, may now ye rest you in this heat of the day. Then he thanked her, and she put off his helm and his shield, and there he slept a great while. And then he awoke and asked her if she had any meat, and she said, yea, also ye shall have enough. So there was set enough on the table, and thereon so much that he had marvel, for there was all manner of meats that he could think on. Also he drank there the strongest wine that ever he drank, him thought, and therewith he was a little chafed more than he ought to be. With that he beheld the gentlewoman, and him thought she was the fairest creature that ever he saw. And then Sir Percival proffered her love, and prayed her that she would be his. Page 289. Then she refused him in a manner when he required her, for the cause he should be the more ardent on her, and ever he ceased not to pray her of love. And when she saw him well and chafed, then she said, Sir Percival, wit ye well, I shall not fulfill your will, but if ye swear from henceforth ye shall be my true servant, and to do nothing but that I shall command you, will ye insure me this, as ye be a true knight? Yea, said he, fair lady, by the faith of my body. Well, said she, now shall ye do with me whatso it please you, and now, which ye will, ye are the knight in the world that I have most desire to. And then two squires were commanded to make a bed in midst of the pavilion, and anon she was unclothed and laid therein. And then Sir Percival laid him down by her naked, and by adventure and grace he saw his sword lie on the ground naked, in whose pommel was a red cross and the sign of the crucifix therein, and bethought him on his knighthood and his promise made to forehand unto the good man. And then he made a sign of the cross in his forehead, and therewith the pavilion turned up so down, and then it changed unto a smoke and a black cloud, and then he was adread and cried aloud. Chapter 10. How Sir Percival for penance rove himself through the thigh, and how she was known for the devil. Fair sweet Father Jesu Christ, ye let me not be shamed, the which was nigh lost had not thy good grace been. And then he looked into a ship, and saw her enter therein, which said, Sir Percival, ye have betrayed me. And so she went with the wind, roaring and yelling, that it seemed all the water burnt after her. Then Sir Percival made great sorrow, and drew his sword unto him, saying, Sithen my flesh will be my master, I shall punish it. And therewith he rove himself through the thigh, that the blood start about him, and said, O good Lord, take this in recompensation of that I have done against thee, my Lord. Page 290. So then he clothed him and armed him and called himself a wretch, saying, How nigh was I lost, and to have lost that I should never have gotten again. That was my virginity, for that may never be recovered after it is once lost. And then he stopped his bleeding wound with a piece of his shirt. Thus, as he made his moan, he saw the same ship come from Orient that the good man was in the day afore. And the noble knight was ashamed with himself, and therewith he fell in a swoon. And when he awoke, he went unto him weakly, and there he saluted this good man. And then he asked Sir Percival, How hast thou done, sith I departed? Sir, said he, here was a gentlewoman, and led me into deadly sin. And there he told him altogether. Knew ye not the maid? Said the good man. Sir, said he, nay, but well I wot the fiend sent her thither to shame me. O good knight, said he, thou art a fool, for that gentlewoman was the master fiend of hell, the which hath power above all devils, and that was the old lady that thou sawest in thy dead vision riding on the serpent. Then he told Sir Percival how our Lord Jesu Christ beat him out of heaven for his sin, the which was the most brightest angel of heaven, and therefore he lost his heritage. And that was the champion that thou foughtest withal, the which had overcome thee had not the grace of God been. Now beware, Sir Percival, and take this for an example. And then the good man vanished away. Then Sir Percival took his arms and entered into the ship, and so departed from thence. Here endeth the 14th book, which is of Sir Percival, and here followeth of Sir Launcelot, which is the 15th book.